Ghana's industrial sector has witnessed some turbulent times in the recent past. Talk of the numerous strikes and labor unrest as a result of demands for pay increase. Would the incoming Nana Akufo-Addo government succeed in stabilizing the industrial front and make it free from strikes in the coming years? Let's seek the views of the General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU, Solomon Kote, on the expectations of the labor of the Nana-Addo government. Good afternoon, Mr. Kote.
Good afternoon, sir, and my due regards to your cherished listener.
Thank you very much. It has been one strike after another in the recent past. We can mention NAGRAT, Judicial Service, and a whole lot. How would the labor front look like during Nana-Addo's government, if you look into your crystal ball?
Well, we are hoping that as a government in waiting who could do its own State of the Nation address alongside that of the outgoing government, we want to believe they have seen all the turbulent areas, such as the fall of the city, okay, the over-liberalization of the economy, non-respect to the labor commission's directives when decisions are in favor of the employer, etc., etc., etc. So we want to believe with hindsight that they know all these things and they know the implication of labor agitation. So we believe they will come and behave more responsibly and ensure that we have such a serene labor-government relations.
It is expected that the usual demands for pay rise could hit the new government. Now, how should a new labor minister handle something like that? Agitation for pay increase.
We'll expect him to be very proactive and be very open and transparent when it comes to issues of labor demands. All labor demands is that whoever you are, be you the employer or government, you should learn to speak the truth. You should learn to tell workers what is feasible and not. And more especially, when the courts have ruled in favor of workers and the government or employer is supposed to reciprocate by responding to the demand from the courts, they should do same. Other than that, these agitations, we can assure them, will not just go off. It will rather double.
Let me hit you with this, Mr. Kote. Now, is Labour prepared to give the incoming government some time to settle so that it can tackle labour problems hand on?
Obviously, the incoming government will have its 100 days, by which time we wish they will have acclimatized themselves with the plus and minuses of the economy. And then they will go into strict business by calling us and calling all stakeholders and then begin to tell us what direction they want to go and what exactly they want to do with the outstanding issues and then the pending issues, what they also intend to do. We will expect this to come very forthright to us. And I think reasoning together, we'll all put Ghana first and see what we can do for a great nation.
We have to thank you very much, Mr. Kote. Listeners, you just heard the General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU, Solomon Kote, on the expectations of labor of the Nana-Addo.